Clive Brooks, Coventry Hospital Radio.
But coming on tonight, I've got two fantastic guests in the studio with me. But I can't wait for you to listen to their inspirational stories. I mean, one's only about, I think he looks about 26, but I reckon he's a bit younger than that. He'll have to tell us how old he is. So I can't wait to hear them. I mean, so we have got Paul and Ellis, and this is a father and son duo who are going to are doing something pretty blooming special in August. Hello, Ellis. How are you, mate?
I'm good.
How old are you?
I am 7.
No way, you look older than that. Whoa. You look about 20, 22. And how are you, Dad?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you.
So Dad's name, like I said, is Paul, and you do something special anyway. But Ellis is doing something really, really special in this coming room. Thank you, mate. So we'll play this next song, and then should we come back and talk about it, Ellis?
Yeah.
Yep.
Clive Brooks. This is Coventry Hospital Radio.
Yeah, like I said, now for things a little bit different than we do on the Pub Landlord Choice, because now it's no ordinary pub banter. Oh no, because joining me live in the studio is a father and son duo, and like I said, they're doing some bloody blooming special this August. So please welcome my guest Paul and his son Ellis. Hello mates, how are you both?
Very good.
Fantastic, how are you, Paul?
Yes, I'm very good, thank you.
Brilliant. So right then, Ellis, I want to start with you, because you're the star of this particular show. Because you're doing something amazing, can you tell everyone listening why you're doing a 31-mile walk in August and the challenge, and what's it all about? So why are you walking? You're walking 31 miles. I don't go that far in my car.
I'm walking 31 miles because I want to raise money for kids in hospital.
Yeah, you're doing that for Birmingham Children's Hospital, isn't it? That's what you're raising money for in this challenge, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what's made you decide to walk 31 miles and to raise money for the Birmingham Children's Hospital? What I've got to say, right, is for a young lad of 7, doing something for other people is fantastic, mate. So well done. But why are you walking 31 miles?
Because kids in hospital need help, and hospitals might not have much money.
That's true. We're all struggling, ain't we? Especially Birmingham Children's Hospital with their charities, because they raise money like we do here at CHR. So, Paul, you must be really proud of Ellis walking that long.
Yes, I'm over the moon. I walk a lot myself, so for him to do the same thing is inspiring.
So he's not just doing it just for the exercise, he is doing it to raise money for Birmingham Children's Hospital. And you pick them because you feel like you want to give back to the children in the hospital, yeah? Which is good. So, what sort of training are you doing for it? Or are you just putting one foot in front of the other? Or is your dad there holding your water bottle, pushing you along and helping you along? Or are you just walking the streets?
I'm just walking.
Just one foot in the other. So how many miles have you walked so far? Because I've just got to say to the listeners, he's not doing it all in one day. He hasn't got to walk 31 miles. That's taking miles from his home. You're doing it over a month, ain't you? So how many miles have you walked so far, do you reckon? Do you want to help him, Dad?
Three.
Okay, so you walked 3 miles. Did you count coming from the walking to here tonight? Did you count that as well, or did your dad give you a shoulder carry?
So sometimes we go on walks with the dogs.
Okay.
But the sort of route we take averages 2 to 3 miles a time. So wow. Try and do that once a week.
Yeah, that's quite good, isn't it? 3 miles, because you've only got little legs. You ain't got little legs, you ain't got big long strides, where your dad's massive, isn't he? And they can take bigger strides. So your 3 miles is really like 16 miles, isn't it? Compared to your dad's, yeah?
Yeah.
So Paul, let me bring you in, mate. You must be incredibly proud of Ellis. And what was your first reaction when he told you he wanted to do this?
Yeah, I was overwhelmed, really. Felt joyful. Obviously I like to help people myself in any way I can, and to see him at such a young age wanting to do the same, it's phenomenal.
And we've been walking the 31 miles now. Like, I know you're going to be helping him as well.
Yep.
Have you got other family members helping him as well and taking him out on walks?
Yeah, so he's got his uncle Carl, ain't he? He goes on lots of walks with him. He's with mum, his stepdad Barry. Everyone really. We all sort of muck in and do our bit and brilliant. Get him out there and keep him active.
And your total you want to raise is how much? Can you remember, Ellis, how much you want to raise?
£500.
Yep, £500, and when I looked earlier, you're not far off that, which is really, really good. And we have got a Just Give, well, you've got, not we have, you've got a Just Giving page, and if that's called you put in just giving and then Ellis 31 mile walk, it comes up, doesn't it?
Yeah, if you put his name in, yeah.
Yeah, so it comes up, which is quite good. Say, Paul, you do, as you said, you do a lot of work. We're not. I just don't want to talk about Ellis today because what he's doing is fantastic. But I also know you, my friend, are no stranger to supporting other people. You're involved in three different community groups. That's a lot, isn't it? Three different community groups.
Sure is.
So let's take them one at a time. We'll talk about one or two just before I play another track. So, first up, Pathways Coventry. So what's your role there and what kind of impact does the group have?
So it's a men's mental health group. This can be for just bad mental health in general, addiction, drugs, alcohol, people just down, loss of family. It can be absolutely anything. It's a room there for you to meet up, talk, share in private, all confidential. We try to encourage people by doing walks every Sunday morning at Coombe Abbey for 7:30.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Wow.
We do alternate meetings Tuesdays and Thursdays from 7 till 8:30, just near the canal basin in the town. And we try and, the lads have just recently done a Snowdonia trip.
Oh, wow.
So we kind of think that getting out there in the open is the best way to get all your thoughts out.
I don't know if it's because recently a lot of men's mental health is coming to the forefront, isn't it? And now we're like, we can talk more. Because we never do we? As my regular listeners know, I always talk to talking therapists, and I always say, as men, we always put a stiff upper lip, and we never talk, do we?
Well, my philosophy is most men are told, man up, grow up, stop being a girl. That's what you get.
Yeah, it is, isn't
just
it?
For being that male structure.
Yeah, it is, isn't.
We're all human beings.
Yeah, and I suppose with Pathways, you're helping men open up and talk before it gets to that point where they can't talk no more. Yeah.
Well, on my own experience, I went there just over a year ago now. So I was in the Port Radway through recent events back then. So I went there. I mean, it took me a while to get in that door. Once I got in that door, it's the best thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
So they were there to help me. So now I'll do a lot of promotion work for them and want to help others.
That's brilliant, isn't it? And just like Ellis's walk, one little step and one step in front of the other really opens the door, doesn't it? And really gets them in that mindset. So how can, say if I'm listening to this now and I think, I want to go to Pathways, how can I find out about you and where can I see you to join?
So we've got a fun day coming up.
I've seen that advertised, yes.
Yes, I think it's August the
10th, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be a good day, football on and whatnot down the conventions.
Yeah.
It's 2 till 8. So we try and do a few fun days. We do, so obviously the meetings and stuff. So most of it's really on social media, word of mouth.
Yeah.
And that goes around a lot. We go to a lot of gyms. Now, a lot of the lads go to gyms where they're allowed to put leaflets up, flyers up. So we do that as well. We've recently just been asked to do the Radford Festival.
Yes, that's soon, isn't it?
Yes. So through social media, obviously most of it. And it's nice to be asked and be acknowledged and see the work we're trying to do and to keep spreading it.
Yeah, and like I said, I think it is really, really important that men open up and talk about it. We're going to come straight back and talk to Paul and Ellis, but first I've got to play this.
You've heard of the Hollywood Oscars? Well, every year here at University Hospitals Coventry in Warwickshire, we have our own Oscars, the Outstanding Service and Care Awards. It is the biggest and best occasion for recognising the staff, volunteers, individuals and teams who have left a long-lasting impression by going that extra mile. You, me, all of us can nominate an individual team and put them on track for an Oscar. Have you witnessed or felt something special worth recognising? So, please take the time to make a nomination. Go to uhcw.nhs.uk/Oscars, and that's spelled OSCAS. Nominations close on the 27th of July.
Coventry Hospital Radio, Weather Watch.
So, Ellis, what's the weather today? What's the highs?
So, highest is 21, lowest is 13.
Yeah, so tomorrow we've got highs of 21, lows of 13, light clouds and a gentle breeze. And I'm thirsty. We got
23, highest, 12, lowest.
Yeah, highs of 23, lows of 12, light clouds and a gentle breeze. I'm thirsty. Looks a bit gloomy, but on Friday, the sun's out. Can you see what that says, Ellis?
Highest, 26, lowest, 13.
Yeah, so on Friday, the highs are 26, it'll be really hot, anyway. It says sunny and gentle breeze on Friday. Looking forward to the sun coming back?
Yeah.
I bet that makes it easier to walk, doesn't it, around your 31 miles?
Yeah.
Because when it's raining, I bet you don't want to go out of the house, do you?
Yeah.
Nah. Okay, that's the weather.
Weather Watch, Coventry Hospital Radio.
Yes, so easy. Ellis made that so easy for me. It's unbelievable. Thanks, Ellis. That was fantastic.
You're welcome.
Ah, brilliant. Say, Paul, you're clearly someone who's turned lived experience into something really positive for others. Why do you think it's so important, especially now, to raise awareness around mental health and well-being?
I mean, your mental health is everyday life to like, everyday today life nowadays. I think everything you do involves mental health. Your sleep pattern, mental health, what you eat, mental health, what you do, mental health, your work, mental health, and there's so much.
During that Dire Straits song, you was talking to me about, you went to a cinema with 1,000 people,
yeah.
And you did that, what did you do when you first woke up?
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit more about that, so I found that really interesting. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Morning routine for me is good morning, good day. So we were asked, like, 5 things you do when you first open your eyes, and believe it or not, no one said look at your phone, no one said snooze your alarm.
See, snooze your arm is dangerous, isn't it?
Yeah, very dangerous.
Because you sort of, it goes off. I mean, I'm lucky. I'm an early bird, so I never sleep in anyway. But I never snooze the alarm coming out of my pubs and that. But when you do, isn't it, that 30 seconds it takes to come back on, it could be like 4 hours, couldn't it?
Yeah, you rest.
Yeah. You wake up. You're supposed to be in work for 8 o'clock, and you wake up at 9 o'clock. Going, how's that happen?
Yeah, and straight away that sets you in a bad start to the day.
So now you've sort of, like, you've been on this course and you delivered this last night. What's your first five things you do in the morning? Keep it clean, because we are on radio.
Attempt to. One of the main things I do, and I do it every morning, is drink a pint of water before I go straight onto a coffee.
Okay, why is that?
So, because coffee's it's hot for one.
Yeah.
So obviously you've just woke up, your body's quite warm.
Okay.
So you're putting warm and warm. So if you flush, get your body temperature to sort of normal, especially on the inside,
yeah,
and then you can go on to a coffee.
Okay.
You'll benefit more as well.
See, that's what I'm doing wrong, because I get up straight away and I make myself and my wife a cup of coffee. I've been with my wife now, God, nearly 18 years, and the only time she makes her own coffee in the morning is when I'm not well, or if I'm in hospital. Every other day, I make it for her. That's good, isn't it, Ellis? I make the wife coffee. See, that's how you do it. Coffee and cakes. I know. I've got two Ellis's. I've got Big Ellis, who's the CHR presenter, and I've got Little Ellis, who's doing his 31 mile walk. So, do you drink coffee, Ellis?
No, but I drink tea.
You drink tea? Oh. Is your tea like my mum's used to give my son? So, my mum used to give my older son, Ash, she used to give him a cup of tea, strong cup of tea with about 57 million sugars. So, you don't have that many sugars, do you?
No.
How many sugars do you have?
Zero.
Oh, well done. So, back to port. So, you have a cold drink and a coffee. That's one of your things, yep, you do every day. So, what are the 4 things do you try and do?
I try to eat something nutritious in the morning, whether it's fruit, oatmeal, that kind of thing. Don't always work out, but I do try my best. Yeah.
So, that's the second thing. And the third thing?
The thing, try and do some stretches. Slight exercise in the morning.
Jesus, I'm tired already listening to you, Paul. Okay, so a little bit of exercise. Fourth thing.
Well, I'll cycle or walk to work, so
okay,
that sort of gets me out.
That's not bad, is it?
Yeah.
So then the fifth thing you try and do?
Fifth thing, get to work.
Get to work, yeah. My 5 things I try and do. So I always make coffee. I try and make sure I put my pants on before I leave the house. Always the main thing, isn't it? I try and make sure I answer all my texts, because I get a lot of texts for the show and for other things I do in life, which I think if someone texts you should always try and text back within a reasonable amount of time, shouldn't you? So I think it's really, really important. And the fifth thing I always do is that I always say good morning to everyone I see. Sometimes they look at me weird, like Ellis is doing, Big Ellis is doing now. But yeah, that's a dying thing, isn't it? Saying morning to people.
Yeah.
I mean, when I went to London not long ago and I was with Kim, I got, and I think not because I just do the radio or because I like the sound of my own voice, but I'm always polite and always go, oh, morning. The amount of people looked at me like I was weird. I just didn't understand it.
And what's it cost you?
Nothing. It's like, we're going to digest a little bit here, right? I actually went to Paris on a works do. I won a pub of the year and we got invited to Paris and that lot. And we was on their underground metro and I got the whole cabbage singing that Oh Happy Days. Remember that one, Ellis? I got the whole cabbie singing that. And I was there with about another four or five managers and area managers and that lot. And they all betted me I couldn't get everyone to sing it. And we did it. And like you said, it cost nothing, but it made everyone's day. Well, apart from the police officer who arrested me afterwards being a weirdo. But we're going to come straight back after this.
Clive Brooks, Coventry Hospital Radio.
So Ellis, I'm going to bring little Ellis, not big Ellis, little Ellis, I'm going to bring you in here, mate. If you just get a little bit closer to the mic, that's it. So what do you hope your £500 going to help Birmingham Children's Hospital do when you finish your walk? So what do you want to reckon they're going to do with the money?
Get more stuff that can help the children and get some... fans, because it's really hot.
Yeah, isn't it? It is really hot. Are you hot in here?
Yeah.
I'm lucky. I got a fan near me because I'm a bit bigger than you and I'm a bit hot and sweaty. We don't have air conditioning no more. Nah, but yeah. I mean, also what they use it for, in our children's ward here, we buy PlayStations and Xboxes, so we always need new controllers because they get broken, they get dropped on the floor and that lot, so I'm sure they're going to use it for that. And I suppose, so when are you going to finish your 31 miles, mate? Can you let me know? When are you going to have it all done by?
Probably 30 months.
How many, what's
30 days.
30 days, not 30 months, yeah. That confused me then. So... everybody, you heard the lad, and I know our listeners are kind-hearted, but so if you are able to chuck in 50 pence or a pound, please feel free to go to his Just Giving page, search up Ellis, and then put 31 mile walk, and then you'll be able to see. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see that I've put a link on there. But before we go, both of you, Paul, for anyone out there who might be struggling with their own mental health or feeling a bit lost, what would you like to say to them?
Yes, please, just realise you're not alone. There is things out there, plenty of things out there. Anyone can contact me, my phone is always on, whether it's for a coffee, a walk, come and join one of my groups, do a one-on-one session, I'll always be there.
Which is brilliant. And again, if you went to Facebook and thought, that chap on Clive's Pub Landlord Choice Show is really good, and I want to find him, say, look at Paul, and then how can we find on Facebook your groups you do?
So the groups I do, so you can search Pathways, _ Coventry, and Roots of Resilience.
Which is brilliant.
Clive Brooks, Coventry Hospital Radio.